The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
I want to talk about cats because your adorable pet cat is also considered one of the most destructive invasive predators in the natural world. Despite warnings from international organisations, we still have a great affinity for the animal. They're a major part of our home life, but do we know exactly what they get up to when they leave the house? My next guest says we need to change how we deal with cats. Senior Project Manager of Breeding Waders EIP, Owen Murphy. Owen, good morning to you. Good morning, Owen. Can you hear me?
Hey, Claire, and thanks for
Oh, great. Sorry, I couldn't hear
Hello,
you there
Claire.
For a second. Do you realise the trouble you're going to get into now, saying that we need to be wary of our cats? They're very much loved.
Yeah, look, we face this thing when it comes to predation and predation pressure on some of our ground nesting birds. We're constantly having these conversations, so it's certainly not the first time I've talked to people about cats and the ability of cats to hunt and hunt and kill a lot of our native species.
So these lovely cats that go out with their beautiful collars and their brushed coats and they're well fed, they can't be sated, can they? They're still looking for prey at night.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, and I suppose there's two aspects to this. We have domesticated cats that live at home and are fed and are looked after, and we also have a very high population of feral cats. So they're domestic cats, but they live in the wild or they live semi-wild. They come in and out of houses occasionally to get food, but they spend a lot of their time hunting. So it's probably useful to distinguish between the two of them. But people, I suppose in general, they love their pets. We all love our pets, and they can get their backs up a little bit if you're pointing the finger at their pets and saying they're causing a downward pressure. But we all need to be realistic, and I suppose we need to be adult. And we need to start the conversation of what the impact these cats are having on native birds. And I suppose a lot of people don't realise that although cats are with us for quite a long time, they aren't native to Ireland. So they're a non-native predator. And if they're just allowed roam and do whatever they want in the countryside, they will have a negative impact on our native creatures. And I suppose it's important to say that some of the native creatures that I'm talking about have declined so much in population over the last 40 or 50 years that they're teetering on the brink of being extinct as breeding species in Ireland. So they're right on the edge.
So the native species that you're concerned about, they're some of them in decline. The cat population isn't, though.
No, I mean, I don't have figures for exactly what our cat population in Ireland is.
Isn't that part
of
the problem, though, Owen, that we don't have figures on the cat population?
Yeah, I think as a good starting point would be to get a handle on how many cats are in Ireland, how many are free roaming, how many are part of a household, and how many are feral. I think that would be a really, really useful start, because it's like anything, when you have no baseline figures, it's very hard to come up with a sensible plan and bring everybody around the table and see what cat owners think is feasible or responsible, and see from a conservation point of view what we believe to be responsible. But it starts with talking and getting around together, and those baseline figures are hugely important.
You said there the cats are not native to Ireland, but they have been here for generations. Traditionally used, weren't they, as ratters on farms to keep the population of the rats down and the mice?
Yeah, they will certainly do that. They will also keep the population, I suppose, of our birds down as well. So it's to have that balanced conversation. They will. I mean, our mice and our rats, and I don't know exactly when cats were first introduced to Ireland, who brought them in and for what exactly. But I mean, they're, I suppose, always been this, out in the farmyard, maybe hunting rats or hunting mice in the house in the evenings, but also hunting birds and hunting other native wildlife. So it's one of those things that it, in order to get a handle on what you're dealing with, I suppose, probably need to have an in-depth look into what they're hunting, how they're hunting. And that can be done, in modern times through GPS collaring and these sort of things.
So from your point of view, in your role as senior project manager with Breeding Waders, what problems do cats pose?
Yeah, we would do a lot of surveying early morning, at night and late evenings. And when you're going down country lanes that are remote areas, I mean, not necessarily really close to any sort of built up areas, our nest protection officers and our survey workers would report cats really, really frequently. And these cats aren't, you know, sitting in somebody's house or sitting outside somebody's house. They're out in the countryside. They're on our lanes. They're in our fields. So those cats are actively hunting. And when we look at predation pressure and we're looking at the pressures that other, you know, native predators put on these birds, we need to start folding in, well, what is the pressure that non-native species put on it? You know, and then the Breeding Radar EAP has a bolt-on project in collaboration with the National Association of Regional Game Councils and the NPWS, and we're looking at, you know, invasive American mink. And they're a wild living species. But cats that are out in the wild and living wild, you know, have a similar impact on birds. So it's to try and assess what they're doing and how important that is. There's a multitude of other factors. So nobody's, you know, jumping up and down and saying cats are the only problem and cats are doing this. But they're one of the factors that are leading to the massive decline in birds around the country.
So, I mean, I know you've suggested that we count them and we try and find out how many cats we have in Ireland, and that would be a start. But are there any other things we could possibly do, like registering our cats, licensing them, microchipping them, that might help?
Yeah, I mean, any of those things will probably help, because they will all help us to get a handle on how many cats we have in the country and what our cats are doing and how many are associated with households. I mean, I don't like to advocate for extra costs on any household, but if there was a way of registering your cat and it didn't, you know, it didn't cost a fortune and it wasn't too onerous on people, it would be a good step. But I mean, family members of mine moved home from America recently in the last couple of years, and they mentioned catios, and I said, what? But I mean, they're patios that are enclosed that cats can go out. So I mean, in a lot of other countries, it's normal for cats not to be free ranging. So you don't just let your cat out in the evening and it goes off and does whatever it wants to do at night. Your cat is either indoors or it's in some sort of a human made facility that keeps it from having such a negative impact on the wildlife. And I mean, we see New Zealand and Australia, some of these other countries that have a lot of flightless and ground nesting birds. So over here, we have ground nesting birds that are doing very badly. But when they get to a certain age, they can fly. You know, in New Zealand, they have these birds that get to a certain age and they still can't fly. So, I mean, cats are having an absolutely catastrophic impact on their population. So in some parts of New Zealand, I think that there's now a ban on free roaming cats.
So they have a curfew in parts of Australia as well. Do you think that might work?
I don't know. I mean, it's possibly, how do you enforce a curfew? I mean, it's about changing people's perceptions. And any time that I have this conversation with people, you know, people get very sort of heated saying about cats, and cats have been here a long time. And, you know, there's a lot of other things happening and you know, other things have impacts on birds. And it's all true. Loads of other things have impacts on birds. So when we're and the state and Europe are investing money in trying to protect some of our ground nesting birds, it's important that we look at all the factors, so that if we're paying landowners to manage land in a certain way, if we're paying nest protection officers to try and keep nests safe, if we're collecting data, if we're doing scientific studies, well, if part of the problem is free roaming cats, well, we need to look at how we address that. And you know, keeping cats in and seeing, you know, stopping them, I suppose, from accessing the wider countryside. You know, if people want to have cats out in their own garden, I mean, I can't advocate for what somebody does in their own private garden. But once that cat goes outside your garden,
you don't know what it's at. You don't know
wildlife.
What it's doing.
No, you don't.
Lynette's listening, and she wants to know if we can have a low-cost neutering plan, because it's so expensive. So she says it would be extremely helpful if that was in place, that you could get your cat neutered for, you know, a subvented fee.
Yeah, and I think that's already the case. I think the Blue Cross do subsidise neutering of cats. It certainly has been a scheme. Some of the local vets in Athlone at one stage were advertising, and Roscommon were advertising subsidised neutering. So that's definitely something. All those steps, I mean, that would be hugely beneficial, especially for cats that are outdoor cats or feral cats. And maybe, I mean, something to do with breeding cats, so having to have a license to breed cats, because a lot of the time, you know, we have a cat and then the cat has kittens and the kittens disperse and go off about, or we give them to neighbours or friends. And, you know, it just keeps the ball rolling and we just keep getting more and more cats.
Oh, and we'll leave it there for now. But if anyone has any ideas as to how we should or could control our cat population, get in touch with us on 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.